Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670.
I've got the Bears falling in this game, 34-28.
I do think that Dallas is going to win the game. Dallas 27, Bears 24.
Nope.
Write it down. You might want to put that in the open.
Yep.
But I'm going Cowboys 40, Bears 30.
40?
Give me Cowboys 37, Bears 31.
Hot garbage.
And now for something completely different.
But I'm still saying the Bears win. Bears win by like 31-28. When you give up over 500 yards to that New York Giants team and Russell Wilson's playing like it's like 2010, the Dallas defense is by no means a finished product for them, which means I think the Bears could take advantage of it.
Adjust your sets, Bears fans. Nothing more to be happier than maybe the best early career game of Caleb Williams.
So there you go, coaches meet. It's the Bears. They get the win today, 31-14.
We are back! That's we right. Are back!
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, 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 how the turntables, said Michael Scott. That's right. I knew who was going to win that ball game, and I knew how many points they would score. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news on the Score when we have it, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody coming to you on 670 The Score. You can call us. You can text us. 312-644-6767. We are also on Twitch. twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And we're on YouTube as well. 670 The Score on YouTube. Our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. And then our video team, Max Curtis, Jacob Stutz, and Connor O'Donnell. This is a Victory Monday. And I want to get it started by saying this. Head coach calls out the team, says that they don't have the practice habits of a championship team yet. That got taken everywhere. I believe one of the quotes from when there were reporters in Dallas was, they've always got something going on up there in Chicago. We feel very differently than we did after what happened against the Lions, where after allowing 52 points, this time around it's only 14. So defensively, the city can relax a little bit. But the bottom line is your quarterback probably had his best game. We'll get into that in a little bit. And you answered in not only a compelling way, but you took advantage, scored over 30 at home, the most points that you've had in a game since the London game last year, if everybody remembers that one.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben Johnson called his team out. He got flack for it publicly. We talked about it a lot. The team talked about it to us a lot. But the biggest thing you can do is come out there and answer with a win. Not only did they do it, but they did it in a way that is representative of what we know their head coach to be. This is a sign of progress.
And progress is all I'm really looking for at this point in the season. Now, if you want to give me the dub, I'll take that too. But for Ben Johnson to have the type of week that they had last week and to see what happened on the field specifically, because you know me, COE, Caleb over everything. Here's the bottom line. This man just had the best game he's had as a Bear. When you look at the fact that he threw four touchdowns, did not turn the ball over, and for once, and we're hoping the first of many times, but before you can do it many times, you got to do it once. He was not taken down in the backfield. There were no sacks of Caleb Williams. You look at the way he was operating, you look at the lack of pre-snap penalties, and all of a sudden, this looked like a man who was the point guard for the Chicago Bears, as Ben Johnson has envisioned it. You look at a guy who was out here playing his best football in week three, and we saw in week one, there were a lot of corrections made. Week two, we saw progress. Week three, we saw an even bigger jump, and now you have to be excited about what the future holds for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and this newlywed relationship that has now sprouted the first of who knows how many wins here in 2025.
What was gorgeous, too, about the four touchdown passes is they go to four different wide receivers. The distribution was just excellent. Burden, Odunze, Moore, and Kmet. And guess what, guys? I found everybody yesterday because last week I was questioning, where is everybody? Where have they all gone? I see you, Tyreek Stevenson. I found you. Tremaine Edmonds, I got you. I see what you're doing out there. A couple interceptions. I kind of preferred the 15 tackles even more. Montez Sweat breaks through with his first tackle, a loss of seven. Dominique Robinson, that's his first full sack since his first game as a Chicago Bear. Wow. When he had a sack and a half. Luther Burden, welcome to the team. Caleb Williams, how you doing? Ben Johnson, how are you? Right in front of us, I was at the game yesterday covering the game. I was in the locker room, in the press box, on the field. I was all over the place. Right in front of us, the most notable jersey, because we all noticed the jerseys, especially Bears, Cowboys, because there's some Ditka stuff going back and forth. But there's a guy sitting right in front of us on the back of his jersey, Ben Johnson.
Wow.
I have never in my life seen a full coach's name on the back of a jersey. I know the Ditkas get conflated a little bit because he played. Maybe there's a Ditka coach thing on the back, but I've never seen it. Like, this guy sits down, he's all business. Ben Johnson right there on the back of his jersey. But I found everybody yesterday. It was great.
You mean to tell me you didn't see anybody over your time with the Bears with like a Mark Trestman jersey?
I haven't heard any of that.
No.
I didn't hear all of it.
No.
I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
No.
I know about the Ditka throwback, but yeah, the Trestman. What about Matt Eberflus throwback? It was his homecoming, so to speak.
I believe I've seen the coach. I think I've seen that before, but
just the coach.
In my life, this is the most hyped coach ever. And like coming into a coaching tenure, this is the most hyped coach of all time. And yes, it's superseding Mike Ditka, because Mike Ditka came in and people didn't expect him to be a good head coach necessarily.
Oh, so that tradition remains, because I feel like that's been common every single time we've done this.
What, having
skepticism?
Oh, of a head coach?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, yes.
And it remains. I don't think anybody's sitting here and saying, oh, yeah, the Bears will be fine from here on out forever and ever, day by day, amen. I don't think it's like that. But there were a couple of bold steps taken when you consider what we listened to in practice and how players spoke their minds. And I know you followed up, Mark, with Grady Jarrett. You talked to Montez Sweat. We'll get to that a little bit later in our show. And we also want you guys to chime in, too, in our next segment at 10:45. I say all that to say, there were bold steps taken by the head coach. This is your first-time head coach. His team got boat raced by his former team in their home opener to the tune of what he likes to do to other people. 52-21, we talked about it, of course. The best thing you can do is answer. We did not see that last year. Like, before I get into the stats, before I get into the symmetry of how Caleb Williams' first game in his career, having no sacks, is facing his former head coach as a defensive coordinator, funny. But even before we get into all of that, this guy took big risks doing what he did. He stepped out there. You heard other former head coaches who have been in those positions for years say, you know, here are the dangers of doing that. And then he calls out his team. He says the practice habits aren't good. Team talks about it. They talk about it with us, which I think is important. If you want to, if we have opinions about you, you should be allowed to have opinions about us. The best thing you can do is win. Not only did we not see that last year, we saw a losing streak implode on itself and get worse and snowball and turn into 10 games in a row. And it was the Packers game that stopped it. But in this scenario, they've shortened their slump. You know, they came out, they addressed it. Not only did they address it with us, but the most important thing is they addressed it on the field. Do you think they came out and executed their plan? I most certainly do. Does it help that CeeDee Lamb was injured? Perhaps.
I like the footnote there, because CeeDee Lamb not being there meant that they didn't have the pop to their offense anymore. And you end up seeing all this underneath stuff from the Dallas Cowboys. But to your point, Layla, listen, they came out. They cooked. They made sure to put the good glass china on the table. You know, the stuff that stays in the cabinet that you never use, that's in like the wedding registry.
I have that, yes.
They brought that out, put it on there, said, today we eat a good meal off some good stuff. And they were out here barbecuing everybody. It's funny because I focus so much on offense when I watch this team, because as you know, I have way more faith in the offense than I do the defense. And they did everything and delivered. But to me, Mark, the way that defense came out, and when you looked at the end of the game, like, wait, they only gave up one touchdown? They only gave up one touchdown. I think big steps were taken, especially by a defense that, when you look at it on paper, is just short so many of its big parts. But the parts who were out there, as you said, look who I found. They found a way to make an impact on a game in which they got outgained in total offense. But when you win the turnover battle 4-0, when you don't give up a sack, you're good to go. That makes it easy for Ben Johnson's vision to be reached.
Dare I say it was complimentary football?
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was a great word. That word was used in the locker room, and I thought that it was fitting, even if you hate the word. If there was, hey, man, like Tyreek Stevenson, like I thought that the play that he made on the first drive of the game, where we're sitting up there in the press box and like, same old stuff. There's Javonte Williams looking like Javonte Williams from Denver days with a 22-yard. Like, that's a 22-yard run that Tyreek Stevenson makes the play on, where he forces the fumble, scoops it up. Like, you can argue that that kind of changed the trajectory of the game right there, because it was looking like same old stuff right there. And back to Dak Prescott, like, I get it. Like, of course, like, giving the CeeDee Lamb caveat is fine and fair, because that's the best player. But does your offense really get that helpless? Like, isn't Dak Prescott a star? Did not Ben Johnson tell us that he was playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league? It didn't look like to me Dak Prescott was doing the magical things he had done in the first two games, that is moving the Bears defense with his eyes, which he did do some of, but it's weird. It reminds me of like that old SNL skit where the two news TV people are doing the news and the teleprompter goes down and they just start melting and they can't handle it, and their makeup is dripping, and they're falling down and die. Like, is that what happens?
I love that scene.
Like, really? Like, CeeDee Lamb is, he's a star receiver. He's gone, and they look helpless? I mean, so I don't know how much caveat I want to give to that.
Because we wouldn't do that. That's why. None of us in this room would have that problem.
You guys got that radio skill now, because you got to be able to improv in what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think we saw a lot of yes and on the field yesterday. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I will say this, though. Not only did Tyreek Stevenson, I think, channel his energy into productive work, but consider the part where the Bears go 3-and-out after everything that I had said about that first drive really working for them. That was like my blankie, you know, that was my passy. I felt like that was the thing that made me feel better about the team. So that didn't happen. They go 3-and-out, and then Tyreek Stevenson forces that turnover. Bears go down the field. Touchdown. Explosive play to Roma Dunze, as we saw. 9 different people caught passes yesterday. Just throwing that out there as well. That everybody eats. That's a make some more money day, because those stats those get shown on contract negotiation days. So I think that there's a lot of good aspects when it comes to it. But Tyrick Stevenson set the tone with that punch, like the swipe, whatever you want to call it. We saw a lot of those turnovers really prove to be massive in the results of the NFL yesterday.
And the reason why Tyrick Stevenson was so big is because of where that happened. You know who the kicker is for the Cowboys, yeah. Right? Brandon Aubrey. They were already in field goal range at the least. They were going to take the lead. Bears never were behind yesterday. And I think that has a big reason to do with why they fared so well, especially in the second half of the season. When you get a good lead, now the other team is forced to play catch-up. Now you can say, pin back your ears and go get somebody.
But what I was going to also say, too, is that not only did they respond to their head coach's message during the week with the win, there were many responses during the game. You know, Tyrick Stevenson, oh, we go 3 and out, boom, turnover. Cool, we'll score a touchdown. There were miniature responses that they had in the entire game. Think about Tremaine Edmonds' responses to how they were trying to go the Cowboys in 2-minute offense with like 7 to go. And he's like, yeah, that's cool, interception. Oh, I'll do it again. You can't say enough about the work that was created by what we saw. And the defense does deserve credit. After what happened last week, we got to give them their flowers today.
Was anybody scared, though, when Daniel Hardy committed 2 penalties on 1 play and then eventually on that drive, Dallas ties the game at 14 with a +2 to tie? Was anybody like, oh, here we go? I was.
We'd be talking about it more, and it would matter more if they had lost.
Yeah. You know,
that's the thing.
But I'm just talking about moment in the game. Like, it was imperfect, and at that point, it was, like, a little bit scary, but the Bears did not let us down. So they never trailed, but there was that little 14-14 moment.
Yeah, even the 14-14, though, I was like, okay, but CeeDee Lamb's not coming back? Like, can they really sustain and do this? Are they going to run the ball enough? Because I did think that that's where Dallas had an advantage.
Yeah.
I
didn't think Dallas could take over. It just felt like, there goes another lead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but compared to where they were a week ago,
I got you.
I was like, look.
All right, I'm sorry to bring up negativity.
No,
you guys are not having
you're
any of
just
it.
Bringing
I
up
apologize.
Points. You're bringing up points where you weren't as sure in the game.
Right.
And
right,
I think the
right.
skepticism that you talked about earlier, Layla, it's healthy skepticism because look at the track record.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a cheerleader. You know, I closed that chapter in my life a long time ago. But when it comes to pointing out what you're seeing, I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
Like,
right.
This is what I'm seeing.
Right, and that's why I was nervous when it was 14-14.
I didn't know a player could be penalized twice on a play like that. I'm like, well, this is a new one for
that's
me.
That's my guy, Hardy.
Even the broadcasters were piling on. They're like, oh, they're just putting it all on him. Huh? Oh,
Brady
like,
said it was
that.
Excessive.
Oh, he did? Well, they only took one of the penalties. So on his record, it's only one penalty.
Yeah.
Choose
Bears.
Your adventure. Yeah. My bad. Oh, my real... I mean, Kyle Manungai ran backwards for 8 yards.
Oh, no, like, my Manungai.
There were a lot of plays where you were going, oh, yeah, this is it. Like, that's the stuff right there.
It was Tariq Cohen stuff. I don't know if you guys remember Tariq Cohen, but every once in a while, he would go back about 12 yards. Sometimes he'd make it back because he was really fast and athletic. Sometimes he wouldn't make it back home, though. He's lost. Go find Tariq. He's 12 yards back. Somebody bring him home.
It's like the national anthem. Uh-oh, I'll make up for it now. He did not. He did not make up for it now.
That was a bad impersonation. Sorry.
It's okay. We get them all out today.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Gray Clips. We have more. We will get into Caleb Williams' day as a Bear. Can you say it was his best day?
Bear.
There's an argument to be made, but some of us are not as confident. So we will do a little point counterpoint next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair
every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheemi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
To switch, how do you get a flea flicker? It's way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man, and it is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden is first in the league.
Oh my God. Ben Johnson into his bag of tricks. Caleb, man in his face, and absolutely unleashes a dog.
Yeah, Tom Brady's all of us there. That's exactly how I felt, too. That was the Fox broadcast. It was their game of the week on Sunday afternoon, and the Cowboys lost to the Bears, 31-14. The Bears won on national television. Huzzah! Perhaps our luck is changing. This is Raheemi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Yeah, the luck is, it has nothing to do with it. It's about the hard work that Caleb Williams has been putting in since day one. He went from the dirt and dust of training camp to what you saw yesterday, which was beautiful, like a statue that's finally been built. Now, there's still some sanding and some other stuff they got to do to make that statue look pristine, per se. But the sculpture exists, Layla. The sculpture exists.
You can't exactly play started from the bottom now he's here, because he was never really at the bottom in his life. The guy knows how to achieve.
Number one overall pick. Yeah,
yeah, so there's that.
He started from the bottom with the Bears, though.
So. Yeah, no, the Bears started at the bottom. Yeah. And now they might not be there forever. That doesn't make the lyrics sound any better when I say it like that. I got an email. Would you like to hear it for a second?
Stonecutter?
Because it's a little bit of breaking news. No, I think Stonecutter went away with others from the midday show.
I do like breaking news.
Started from the bottom. Okay, go ahead.
We'll do it. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Started from the bottom, now they're 1-2.
The whole team's here.
Caleb Williams is nominated for FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Week. How do you like that? I got an email from the FedEx.
Who are the other nominees? That's what I want to know, because I think Caleb Williams is going to win.
No
FedEx
other nominees. It is Caleb.
Well,
it's just nice
there,
that it's not to the opposing team this week.
There's a guy you heard of, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
I have heard of him.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold, 14 of 18 for 218 yards. And two touchdowns with a 154.2 passer rating. The Vikings game that sobered me against the Bengals, the early game that I was watching, Jordan Mason rushed for 16 times and 116 yards and two touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts. And Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Trey Tucker, 8 catches for 145 yards and 3 touchdowns. But yes, Caleb Williams is nominated as the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Week.
I will say this. That Jonathan Taylor run, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but you need to Google that, because his run was special. Spinning, slipping out of tackles, all that. All that to say, Layla, the only person on that list that I was scared of the stats was Trey Tucker, but they lost, so I'm not really worried about him. Caleb Williams is winning it. He's winning that award. It's going to stay with the Bears possibly for the next 2 weeks, Mark?
Clicked like.
Marshall has made a prediction. It got us to 10:30. But I say all of that to say, not only was that performance recognized, but we're asking the question, was that his best performance as a Bear? When I consider that it was his first game where he hasn't been sacked in his career, when I think about how, to his profile, he was able to hit the home run balls. I asked him that question with you, Mark Grody. I said, what does this offense look like when you're happy? And I think we got as close as we've seen to that happening. And he was like, well, I'm in flow. And you can't describe that. It's not really something you can visualize. But I wanted him to tell us, like, is it Ben Johnson is in his bag? You're running fun plays? Like, that flea flicker looked dangerous for a minute with the throwback from DeAndre Swift. But Williams was able to make it work. He threw that fastball of a ball to Luther Burden. Burden ran a great route. So what we saw was that there was a ton of misdirection. There were a lot of creative play calls. he got to do a little bit of, I think, what he does best. And then additionally, we saw that married with playing well in structure. So I said, yeah, I think this is his best game as a Bear. What do you think, Mark?
I do think it was his best game as a Bear. I do. And like, I'll give some more reasons. Like, the touchdowns were flashy. I like some of the plays that led up to the touchdowns as well. Like the first quarter, second drive, the 35-yard pass set up by a 31-yard pass to Colston Loveland. Hello, Colston Loveland. Good to see you. I know they didn't connect on that first play. I loved Caleb's 29-yard pass to Luther Burden. That play up the middle, it was a little bit of a wobbly ball, but that led to the Cole Kmet 10-yard touchdown run. And then how about, I think one of my favorite parts about it is Caleb wasn't forcing it. He got it to a lot of different wide receivers, but we heard nothing from DJ Moore until the first drive of the third quarter. That 3rd and 10 to DJ Moore, which eventually led to the 4-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore, was absolutely beautiful. So I love some of the things that led up to some of the great touchdown throws in this. What I took exception to, though, Mr. Harris, you in specific, this, I think it was his best game. Just the fact that you, in our show meeting, I'm taking you backstage, I'm going to throw it out there.
Take us backstage.
You dismissed it like, come on, there's no other possible answer. And I do remember October 13, 2024, when the Bears beat the Jaguars 35-16, and Caleb Williams was 23 of 29 for 226 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, hit 7 different receivers, 56 yards running as well. Cole Kmet, 5 catches for 70 yards. That was his 2-TD game. Keenan Allen, a 2-TD game. And he did have a 300-yard game in the week previous to that against Carolina, which was the DJ Moore game. So while this was his best game, it's not like by a wide margin. It's not by the margin you were trying to sell backstage.
No, it's by a wide margin. And by wide margin, I mean it's his greatest game, and there's no doubt it's his greatest
Why
game.
Why is it such a wide margin?
First of all, you just said it was his greatest game. I want to get you
it
to
is.
Double
no,
down
I,
on that.
I never said okay, it wasn't. His best game, but it takes a little bit more thought than, come on, there's nothing else.
Here's why it's by a wide margin. I like to call that two-game stretch the expansion era, in which two expansion teams, the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars,
who came
into the league
Cowboys
at the same
defense
time.
Sucked. It's the worst. They gave up 600 yards in the last 2 weeks. So this is a bad Matt Eberflus defense. Worse than maybe the Jacksonville defense.
Yeah, it was the expansion era because they both had teal in their logos. So
yes,
that tells you what
that.
Year they came in.
Exactly. I remember all of that. I say all that to say this. In those games, he did find himself picking himself up in the backfield because he was sacked. He was not sacked yesterday and really was in little danger of being sacked because he was so on point in rhythm. It's not just about the stats. But if we want to go with just the stats, understand this.
I'm not going with the stats. I watched that game. I watched every second of that
rating.
Game. Don't give me that stat stuff.
142.6 quarterback rating, which is by far his best in a single game. Also, the yards per attempt, 10.6. Also, the greatest number he's put up. You just talked about the fact that he shared it with more pass catchers in this game than he had ever done previously, and he was in command watching him.
So
they had a plan. He followed
again.
The plan. The best part about this is he was not off script as much as he was in those two wins that you're talking about. There's a reason he was running for his life and getting 56 yards on the ground. That here he took Ben Johnson's game plan and executed it better than he's executed any game plan in the history of Caleb Williams being an NFL player. That's why it's not close. Plus, no sacks, no turnovers. Can't say that about either of those other two games you were talking
about. Well, the no sacks, yeah, absolutely. But you're completely dismissing 7 different wide receivers.
No,
and you're also dismissing what he had to overcome. Shane Waldron's play calling, Matt Eberflus's head coaching. Yeah, he had to run for his life because of that, for sure. But like, yes, this was his best game, but I still am not sold on the dismissal. Layla, where are you on this? Are you Team Marshall or Team Grody?
Oh, see how you made it personal?
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be Marshall or Grody. Is it that wide of a margin?
I do think that this was
Turn your mic on!
It was on. Oh, I do think that this was his best game. And I believe it because of what we saw. Well, first of all, you said 7 different receivers. Well, it was 9.
I said 9. I'm talking about the Jacksonville game.
I know. And it was 9
oh, it was
yesterday.
9. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, 2 more. Is that a wide margin? The problem I have is you're calling this a wide disparity. 9-7.
It sounds like you two need to talk this out. You asked me a question, but then I wanted.
No, go ahead. I wanted to hear what you had to say, Layla.
Because I was going to say, I'm like, well, if you two need to keep talking about this.
Go ahead. Sorry, Layla.
No, it's cool. Wow. So I think also touchdown interception ratio, right? 4 touchdowns yesterday, 0 picks. He did have 1 pick in that game against the Jaguars. We just don't remember it because, well, it was the Jaguars.
Right.
I think the thing we saw in the game against the Jaguars that's probably notable was it just felt like such a relief because we remember Jalen Johnson saying, I got to like relax and know we were playing with the lead and you got to let up a little bit. You didn't have to worry so much. And I will say, I don't think that was what happened yesterday. I think that Bears team yesterday very much respected what Dak Prescott and that team can do. And they started to move the ball so effectively in the fourth quarter, going to that 2-minute offense. You didn't have the same like cushion. You know, it wasn't comfy, as Caleb likes to say. There was still very much a sense of urgency in that game as a viewer or as somebody if you're watching the defense. So to say all of that, I still think yesterday was better because you saw him play under the structure. Like it was so good that you saw trick plays. It was so good that you saw, and frankly, I think it was incredibly notable about the route, you know, the time that the ball spent in the air yesterday. What was it, 62 and a half yards in the air? Tom Brady was incredibly complimentary when it came to that aspect of it as well, because frankly, that's something that not a lot of other quarterbacks can do. That was released by Next Gen Stats. So you combine all of that, like being his best self, it's probably yesterday for me.
Oh, and again, very clear. Yesterday was Caleb's best game. The argument I'm making is it's not by this wide undoing version. Texter says from the 224, it's a victory Monday. Chill the F out, guys. No.
You know, here's the thing. We're going to act how we want to act about this. We're not going to tell you how to behave.
That's all, Layla. He's have that. That's a fun text. It's all.
Yeah,
good.
But you know what I'm saying.
I know. Think, like, of course, I read it because I thought it was funny.
It is funny, but like also, we're going to be passionate about what we talk about every single day.
That's right. Sometimes Marshall and I'll go at each other.
Yeah, and usually
when he doesn't
you're
know
wrong.
What he's talking about. One of those sometimes he doesn't know what he's times. Talking about. Bears.
Listen, all I'm saying is, Mark, Caleb Williams looked better yesterday than he's ever looked as a Bear. And it's not like another game I was thinking, oh, but maybe that game. No, I wasn't thinking about another game when I saw it.
Okay.
And then even when I looked back at, I remember Jacksonville, because that was the game where I said, oh, the Bears prove they can beat bad teams. That's all I learned
well,
from that game.
Well, then maybe you should be saying the Bears prove they can beat a bad defense.
Nope.
How come you're not saying that today?
The difference is, what I'm saying now is, Caleb Williams can play within Ben Johnson's structure, and that's the most important lesson that I was worried about him learning early in the season, and he's surpassed my expectations 3 games into the season.
I gave him too many yards in the air. It was 62.1 yards in the air on the flea flicker. Longest completion in the NFL this season, and Caleb Williams' longest completion of his career. Bears.
TDN.
Bears.
Yeah.
The boys might be a little bit over-caffeinated this morning.
I haven't even had any caffeine yet.
The boys are misbehaving today, Layla. Sorry.
And maybe during the break, they need to lie down with a cold compress on their heads or something. Relax. It's only football. Look, we know it's only football.
I'm done with you
sports.
Today,
it's
Marshall.
In our disclaimer. Yeah, the world can be a stupid place, but we can have fun about sports, which is what we're doing today. Today.
Can we get them to maybe jump in on the fun? Also, Meatball Machine.
Yeah, Meatball Machine, the best of the Meatball Machine is coming your way at 125, so you still got some time to get in some voice messages to the Meatball Machine if you want. This Thursday, by the way, we want to tell you, join the Score and Budweiser live from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Our show will be at a special time from 2 to 6 because Spiegel and Holmes are 10 to 2 that day before they go to Las Vegas.
Lucky guys. Early shift.
Yes. Yeah. Stop by to register to win special prizing from Budweiser. Say hi to me, Marshall, and Mark before the Cubs game. Groats is with us too. You can tell him Bears. That is Thursday at 2 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville, and it is brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. So we want to take your calls. Let's do it next. 312-644-6767. Chime in. Tell us what you think. What was your favorite part about yesterday's game? We'll do it next on The Score.
Loud noises!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fourth and goal, Williams looking, pressure, throws, ball, touchdown, DJ Moore.
I would of course go for it, KB, of course. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
That courtesy of Fox Sports, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And you, we want to take your calls. There's only one person I want to hear from first, and I love you all, but I'm going to play favorites in this moment. Frank in Oak Park, happy Monday. You're on The Score.
Yes, it is a happy Monday, and it looked to me like my sports weekend was going to be bad. My F1 team did bad in Azerbaijan. The Cubs were discovering kryptonite in Cincinnati, and then Sunday afternoon came along. At first, the Browns beat the Packers, which was great. And then you came this game. And this was a situation with football deodorant, which was what the front office wanted. The quarterback good enough to cover for other problems with the roster. Particularly, you got a run defense that is really squishy. If you had an opposing defense that could have, like, held down the Bears, they could have, like, pounded them, you know, like running it 35 or 40 times. But because the Bears' offense was good enough, at least against this defense, they couldn't do that. They were forced to keep it in the air, where the Bears still had some skill guys deep who could take away the ball. I think the question is for me is, okay, this paradigm works against, like, really bad defenses. But I think the defense is going to have to get better so Caleb doesn't have to be, like, throwing three or four touchdowns, like, week in, week out. I think that's the one issue with that. But it was wonderful. It was one of the best. Certainly, I think it was Caleb's best day overall, but in Bear history, and you know, just to give you some background, I'm used to really awful quarterbacks. When I started following the Bears, it was like I was in junior high, late 60s, early 70s. You went from it was like Jack Concannon to Kent Nix to Bobby Douglas. These are guys, I mean, might have been nice guys, but they were execrable quarterbacks, okay? None of them had QB ratings for their career of even 60. And I mean, the one good guy that they had, they shipped off to Cincinnati, and I'm forgetting his name right now, but he ended up, like, it was the first appearance by the Bengals in the playoffs in 1970, but the Bears didn't have use for him, you know. So
they needed Bob Avellini, Frank. Yeah, in the 70s.
No,
yeah.
This was pre-Avellini, and I'm having a brain block right now.
No, I'm saying that the Bears were more interested in having Bob Avellini in the late 70s. They're like, we got to have him.
Better than the guys I saw. So, but it was great. But they still got to improve the defense to keep the strain down. But it was a wonderful, wonderful appearance by Caleb.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Frank.
It is nice to hear from you, as always. So.
Frank acting like he's the only one who's seen bad Bears quarterbacks.
He wasn't referring to Virgil Carter, was he?
I don't know.
Well,
Virgil Carter?
It's kind of
the point. I like this text from 312. I was at the game yesterday. Best part, cheering, not jeering.
Ooh.
Yeah. good use of the vocab.
More
as well.
Cheers, less jeers. I'm gonna write down on a shirt and wear it in here.
Robbie.
Absolutely. Robbie, write that down. Let's go back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Jordan in LA. Jordan, you're on Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Hey, morning guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I called up week one. I said the key to us being the Vikings was to be no mental mistakes, no offensive penalties. We obviously did not do that. This week, I think we had four penalties total, none on offense. That obviously led to a victory kind of going into the Raiders. And then second, you know, last year, I feel like we locked in on one, maybe two receivers too much every week. As we've seen through 3 weeks, Ben Johnson, Caleb, they don't really care. They're spreading the ball around. Multiple people are getting four or five, six targets. Just got to stay through it, get through the Raiders, and hopefully TJ and Kyler can come back after the break.
A succinct point, Jordan. Thanks for your call. Let's keep it rolling with Mario in Hyde Park. Good to hear from Mario on a Monday.
Hey, everybody. Marshall.
What up?
Okay. And Layla Rahimi.
Hello.
Hi there. I really did, honest to God, enjoy that football game like I haven't enjoyed a Bears game in a while. Not solely because they won, but how they executed everything that it looked like they wanted to do. And I felt like, and I'm just watching it, of course, and for whoever was there probably has a better hold on this, I felt like they gave a crap yesterday. And I don't, not to say that they hadn't the weeks before, but it looked like there was a little bit of pride involved, like doing my job better. And for me, the thing that stood out more than anything, Tyreek Stevenson, man, if his head stays screwed on right and he stays in that place, he could be a very, very good football player eventually in his career. Because what he did yesterday, he started it with that punch, and he took the momentum away from Dallas.
Totally.
Of course, CeeDee Lamb getting knocked out of the game didn't hurt, but the Cowboys are a mess, and the Bears righted their ship a little bit yesterday. It'll be interesting to see what happens after the bye week. It'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend, but I have nothing bad. I can't think of a bad thing to say outside of they need a running back to help Swift not die out there by himself.
Not die.
Yeah, agreed, especially with that quad injury, Mario. You're on to one there.
Manungai, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah, that was all of us.
That was a rookie mistake.
Yeah, it was.
But to overcome an 8-yard loss in a goal-to-go situation.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm like, oh, so we're going up for this on fourth and goal, and we're just going to do it like that? Okay.
I love that call, by the way. I truly love that call because Ben Johnson, at that point, had seen enough from his offense to be like, y'all got it.
That's challenging your team in the moment.
Yeah. I love where this team is headed after. Look, I was thinking about my win total prediction, and I was like, oh.
Were you at 7?
7-10.
Now you want to amend that again?
No. I've never amended it. It's been 7-10 the whole time.
Oh, you stuck with it 7 when we redid it. Okay.
But I was thinking about going the other way. Now I'm thinking about going the other way.
Oh, man. Right. See, you're a crazy bipolar Bears fan. See?
And that is a preview of Inside the Locker Room with Mark Grody. We're bringing that show back. It's the premier football sound show on the Score.
The premier locker room show, dare I say.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I don't want to lose Bruce.
We've already got a big like host swap this week and time shift. This is not the week for this.
No, you're right,
we can't be
Layla.
Starting more. We got to mix and mingle this week.
Cut my mic, Layla. Cut it. Just
one B star and song in. One B star and song in.
I technically don't have the power to do that.
Oh, that's true. Robbie?
I have
Robbie,
the power.
I swear to God, if you cut my mic, I'll come over there.
I'll come over there and hit that button myself.
Don't make him get up out of his chair. Get his knee all moving.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
Are you healthy yet, by the way?
I'm at about 80%. We're still in the ramp-up period.
Okay.
Like the Bears, we're still in the ramp-up period.
Okay, yeah, you got to win again. Like, you're at 80%. Now, that was nice what we saw. Now, do it again. Do it again against the Raiders, unlike the Jacksonville game. Bye week, and then everything crashed and burned.
Greedy Grody over here.
That's
just getting greedy.
Double G.
Like, you're like, well, was it that much better? See, this is how it starts.
This is some
lifestyle creep right here.
See, now you're trying to instigate, Layla. How dare you take my role here at the radio station and try to instigate?
We can all instigate here.
I'm just
here.
A punster. I make a pun. I saw Greedy Grody coming from a mile away.
That was great.
Anthony Heron, the former Iowa Hawkeye NFL athlete, of Fox 32 joins us next. Great to talk to him about this Bears win, so we will do it. In the meantime, you are listening to Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score in the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.